This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. Last week, I had the honor of being interviewed by CKNW News Talk Radio in Vancouver because their city government is considering making it legal to keep small flocks of hens in city limits. Meanwhile, Portland, Maine just passed an ordinance legalizing urban chickening last month, and in a few weeks, a documentary on the legalization of chickening in Madison, Wisconsin, entitled Mad City Chickens, is scheduled for DVD release. I was planning to do today's show on this bloom of legalization, but unfortunately, I have to do a deadline-oriented bulletin on a dangerous piece of legislation that industrial agribusiness is trying to sneak under our local, organic, sustainable, self-reliant, food security-savvy noses. The timing is ironic, but I dare say not coincidental, and that the legislation would crush the local agriculture movement before we get a chance to really flower. This is not some new stupid piece of legislation, but a toxic piece of corporate byproduct that I dared to think had been neutralized. Astute longtime listeners of the broadcast and followers of agriculture policy may have already guessed that I'm talking about the NAIS, our National Animal Identification System. Really astute listeners might have known it bubbled up from the surface less than 2 weeks ago, and that the next chance to stop it before it spreads again is only a week away. But for the sake of everyone else, I'm going to have to back up and give a little history before I make my plea for picking up your pitchforks and marching to the Capitol. NAIS is a U.S. Department of Agriculture plan to tag or microchip all agricultural animals and register them in a national database. The goal is to make it possible for any animal or group of animals to be electronically located and tracked. This program has gotten quite a bit of attention in agriculture, civil rights, and even animal welfare circles, but I still run into many people who have no idea it exists. The idea has been part of the dastardly agenda of corporate agribusiness since the 1980s, and the program as we now know it was introduced for cattle and swine herds between 2002 and 2004, supposedly out of concern over infectious livestock diseases such as mad cow. Chickens got moved up on the list when virulent avian flu started to emerge on huge factory farms. Since 2005, the program has been more or less voluntary, with a little arm twisting in some areas, and enough animals have been registered and implanted for the USDA to test the feasibility of their nefarious agenda. The plan was to transition to a mandatory program by 2008, which obviously hasn't been achieved, but that doesn't mean they've given up. Why would any cattleman or hog farmer voluntarily go to all this trouble? Supporters believe it will ensure that foreign countries will import their animals even after disease scares. And if it was just a desperate attempt by agribusiness to deal with a disease problem caused by their own style of factory farming, we backyard chickeners could leave them to their folly, except the scope of NAIS is not limited to agribusiness. The USDA's stated goal is to track all animals that will benefit from rapid tracebacks in the event of a disease concern, which would include every species on the planet and every agricultural enterprise from mega farms to family farms, homesteaders, CSAs, community gardens, and little old ladies, or grizzled old men like me, with a zucchini patch or a couple of hens. Why should we object? Aside from important principles like freedom and privacy, smaller operations will not be able to absorb the cost of implanting every animal they raise up and dealing with all the paperwork required without industrial agriculture's economies of scale and access to government subsidies and tax breaks. If the NAIS plan is implemented, the USDA could someday come and confiscate your livestock or pets without a warrant, due process, or a legal hearing, and destroy or redistribute your animals without compensation to you. Resisting could get you imprisoned, and there are already some states where failure to register your home or farm can result in fines up to $1,000 a day. NAIS won't stop the spread of disease among domesticated animals or the problem of meat contamination. By the time a disease is detected in consumer goods, it is weeks or even months after the disease has hit flocks. Meat sold in stores and restaurants is already USDA inspected at slaughter and processing, Yet the truth about the vast majority of meat consumed in this country is that the USDA can't keep up with the disease rate of factory farmed animals. And that is part of why eating corporate meat or even veggies is so risky. NIS does nothing to stop the spread of PSE, or mad cow disease, which is most likely caused by the practice, banned but not enforced, of feeding cows and other animals dead from disease to livestock headed for market. NAIS does not help with avian flu, because it does not prevent the overcrowding and lack of genetic diversity, which makes factory chicken operations so vulnerable to the virus. And finally, not only would NAIS not prevent disease, it could eliminate the best preventative by wiping out small community farming and personal subsistence farming. A better answer is for consumers to buy their meat from local farmers who raise their livestock on sufficient amounts of land without chemicals that weaken resistance and with more genetic diversity within herds or flocks. So it kind of makes you wonder if maybe the very goal of NAIS is to run thousands of little operations out of business so the food monopolists can finally corner the market on our very sustenance. It seems clear to me that NAIS is not about effective solutions in protecting public health, but about finding opportunities for corporate capitalists and their government henchmen to suppress private initiative. Intrusive government programs like the Patriot Act or toxin applications for milfoil and West Nile virus and NAIS wait in the wings and then are suddenly implemented with little or no comment period when some emergency appears as supposed justification. If you'd like to learn how this model has been used repeatedly in this century, I suggest reading Naomi Klein's book, Disaster Capitalism. She documents how government schemes that benefit an elite few will be reintroduced each time a new disaster presents a new, spurious rationale. Before this latest rash of tainted industrial food, NAIS proponents tried to jump the local agriculture movement's train by claiming country of origin labeling, or COOL, would only work if NAIS was in place. Nobody bought that. Disasters make for better lobbying. In October of 2008, I tentatively, but mistakenly, declared mission accomplished on defeating NAIS. As the plan had become known, grassroots opposition grew, and states like Vermont, Michigan, and Kentucky were opting out, and the USDA quietly stepped back from the program. But like a field of mugwort, pieces of it remain lodged in the agricultural field and still threaten to infest. Now, the U.S. House Agriculture Subcommittee on Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry will hold a hearing on NAIS on March 11th. Bills on the program are being pushed through Congress, as well as an appropriations bill with funding for NAIS. This hearing is critical to blocking mandatory NAIS. Google, National Independent Consumers and Farmers Association, or Organic Consumers Association, for information on NAIS and how to voice your objections to members of the Congressional Committee. Although legislation could eventually impact every citizen, the committee members are most likely to listen to people who can vote for them. So I'm especially reaching out to my listeners in Idaho, who are represented by Congressmember Walt Minnick, who sits on the committee. Ultimately, I know us chickeners, as well as CSA members, farmers market shoppers, community gardeners, and other sensible eaters of food, are too strong to let this foolishness prevail. But let's try and stop it now, before it will take up even more of our energy to reverse it. This is Bucky Bacaw, and dang it, no one can stop me from having a good time. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.